Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario, Frankie and Sydney with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, we've got a double feature of theatre news for you this hour, but starting with the bad news, the national tour of Beetlejuice the Musical has been axed midway through its Brisbane leg. The show's producer, the Michael Castle Group, published a statement discussing the difficult decision. Quote, "For a production of this scale, the current logistical realities of touring across vast distances between Australian cities have created increasing cost pressures that ultimately made continuing the run unsustainable. While audience enthusiasm for the show has been encouraging, a more cautious consumer environment combined with the economics of moving a production of this magnitude could not be justified," end quote. The last show will be playing on July 5 in QPAC, with the following shows in Sydney, Perth and Adelaide to be cancelled and refunded. More in local theatre news, to see or not to see, that is the question that audiences will be asking themselves when two productions of Hamlet make landfall in Brisbane at the same time. From June 24 to 27 at the Brisbane Powerhouse, British actor and comedian Susie Eddy-Izzard will be presenting a one-woman show rendition of the show world's most famous play. This coincides with a ballet version choreographed by Leo Mujic, currently running in West End's Thomas Dixon Centre until July 18. Both are non-traditional and highly technical presentations of Shakespeare's play, with Izzard and Mujic giving each other praise on their respective productions.
In national news, more than 3,000 hectares in and around Cooktown in far north Queensland will return to the Gugu Yumurtha people under an agreement recognising their long-standing ties to the area. An Indigenous land use agreement means the Aboriginal land and national park will be owned by Boobunaboon Aboriginal Corporation and jointly managed with Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service. The land transfer will also help protect the near-threatened Cooktown fan palm and the vulnerable Endeavour River litter skink. In more national news, health experts have called the federal government's consultation on gambling advertising reforms a charade, as Labor prepares to introduce the legislation to Parliament in the coming fortnight. Professor Mike Dobb from Curtin University says he and other colleagues were given 3 days' notice, along with a 45-minute Zoom consultation, to provide comments on the draft legislation. Additionally, Deakin University Public Health Professor Samantha Thomas says the proposal falls short of recommendations from the Murphy Review, which called for a comprehensive advertising ban. The upcoming draft laws allegedly address just 3 of the review's 31 recommendations, with gambling advertisements to still be permitted to broadcast during live sport after 8:30 p.m.
In international news, a new shark species has been confirmed after an Australian researcher sighted a unique shark during a night dive off the coast of Papua New Guinea. Jess Blakeway from the University of Sunshine Coast research team was part of the night dive to study endangered species of walking sharks and was first to see the unique shark. The first thing that stood out was the white dashes along its brown body. These dashes were quite different to the leopard-like spots we were expecting, Blakeway says. The shark species has been officially named Dudgeon's walking shark after the researchers' group leader, Dr. Christine Dudgeon. This is the first new species discovery in the genus since 2013. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. No fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.